And Christy Gephardt, will you come tell us what God has done for you?
Hi, my name is Christy Gephardt. Ephesians 2, 1 through 5 says, "And you are dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ, and by grace you have been saved. My life is a testimony. My life and testimony is a picture of God's faithfulness, love, forgiveness, and grace, despite my rebellion towards him. I was born and raised in a Christian family and was given every opportunity to learn everything about Christ and his free gift of salvation. But I chose not to and thought my plans were better. I thought I was a Christian because I believed in God and went to church. I became very rebellious in high school and hardened my heart towards God. I wanted more and was not happy with the life I had. I skated through high school bitter and angry. When I graduated, it didn't take long for me to push everything I had learned to the side and found that the worldly pleasures were more enticing and fun. I developed a very selfish attitude right away. I befriended all of the wrong friends and was quickly influenced. My life was filled with party and everything that would fill the void in my life. I thought I enjoyed my lifestyle because it temporarily satisfied my desires and emptiness. When the guilt set in, I would push those feelings aside by drinking. It was a temporary escape, but I felt completely empty inside, and I kept running away from God. After several years of partying, I figured it was time to settle down, but quickly found that I was still unhappy. I got married and thought I could change on my own, and I did some things. I quit talking the way I used to when the partying started to subside, and I tried to even go back to church, but I never dealt with my heart. Then I found friends that were in the same boat as me at church. It was fun. I felt like I was doing good going to church and then going out getting drunk with these Christians. Going to church became sporadic, and when I was at church, I was there for the wrong reasons. My husband and I were introduced to grace a few years ago. We have attended off and on for the last few years, but didn't develop a lot of deep relationships, or at least I didn't. I still wanted to live my life. It was hard for me to develop relationships when I knew I was putting up a facade. Despite me fighting God, he started to soften my heart, but I still did not want to trust God with my life. I attended small group, but didn't really try to develop relationships with them. I was too ashamed, and then I couldn't possibly tell them everything. I had friends, and I really did love them. They were showing God's love to me, but I just couldn't let go of my past and trust God with my future. Over the last several months, I've been meeting with Sarah Demarest pretty often, and she was great at pointing me to the cross. I wanted what she had, but was still fighting God. I felt God couldn't control my life. My life was a mess, and I was just going to have to pay for the consequences. I am great at running and kept trying, but Sarah was very persistent. I just wanted to disappear, and she wasn't letting me. Sarah was so gentle and just truly showed the love of Christ to me, but I just couldn't understand why she cared. I didn't have very many people in my life that had cared so much for me. I had a business trip come up in March where I had to go to Boston for a week. God allowed the events in my life in the weeks and months leading up to my trip to prepare my heart. This trip allowed me to have sweet time to learn more about God, his grace, and his never-ending mercies. One verse which shows this is Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his love, own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. On Thursday, March 7th, I was completely broken about my sin and acknowledged that I had no relationship with Christ. I was holding on to religion. I understood that I was a slave to my sin and was an enemy of God, just like it says in the Bible. Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I deserve God's punishment for my sin in rejecting him, but Christ died for undeserving sinners like me. I repented of my sins and asked God to save me. I accepted Christ as my Savior and became a child of God by his grace. It was so freeing to accept his love and to run to him. Romans 5:1 and Romans 8:1 say, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I am continuing to learn more about Christ each day and trust him with my life, especially with the trials I am facing every day. I will fail miserably, I'm sure, but God's mercies are new every day, and I want to trust, obey, and serve him with my life. I'm here today to be baptized because I want to boast in what Christ has done for me on the cross. I have been saved by grace through faith, and I want others to know it.
Christy, on the basis of your faith in Jesus, it is a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.